Shabbat blessing and welcome to all the dear families in the room and for those that are on the phone and will be listening to the recording on a later date. Shabbat blessing on this Sabbath, April 19, 2014. Welcome everyone. We are still reading from the Desire of Ages. We will begin our children's Sabbath school study. This is lesson 72. And before we begin, we will begin with opening song. We're still on chapter 12, The Temptation, part 3. The opening song is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 10, 7 through 10 and 14, entitled, The Law of the Lord is Perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired than gold, yet the much fine gold. Sweeter also than a honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord arise, rejoice in the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightens the eyes. More to be desired than gold, yes, the most fine gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than gold, yes, the much fine gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. More to be desired than gold, yes, the much fine gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb, and a honeycomb. Praise the Lord. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayers, mommies or daddy, babula.
If we could all bow our heads and our hearts before our Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning and thank you for giving us the opportunity to partake in your Sabbath rest, dear Father God. Lord, I pray that you open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to the lessons that we are about to receive. Please bless each and every one of the families that are with us today, whether they are here physically or here with us in spirit. Lord, I pray that you bless them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Keep us and guide us in all thy ways. In Jesus' precious name I pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear families that are coming in. we are still in desire ages, I will begin with the first scripture of our study taken from Genesis 3:1 from the King James Version. And it reads, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said, Yea, shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 in our lesson entitled The Temptation of Our Study Book. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Matthew 3:17, "And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Matthew 4:4, "But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God."
Matthew 10:4-10. "Then saith Jesus unto him, Get free thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou service."
Shall thou serve. Amen. Mm-hmm. Luke 4:3.
And the devil said unto him, So thou, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread.
Amen. Luke 4:4. "And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God."
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our lesson book, Desire Ages, chapter 12. We will be discussing page 118-112.
Desire of Ages, page 118. "Though he appears as an angel of light, these first words betray his character, If thou be the Son of God." Here is the insinuation of distrust. Should Jesus do what Satan suggests, it would be an acceptance of the doubt. The tempter plans to overthrow Christ by the same means that were so successful with the human race in the beginning. How artfully had Satan approached Eve in the garden in Eden? Yea, had God said, "Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Genesis 3:1. Thus far, the tempter's words were true, but in his manner of speaking to them, there was a disguised contempt of the words of God. There was a covert negative, a doubt of divine truthfulness. Satan sought to instill in the mind of Eve the thought that God would not do as he had said. That withholding of such beautiful fruit was a contradiction of his love and compassion for men. So now the tempter seeks to inspire Christ with his own sentiments, "If thou be the Son of God."
Desire reaches page 118. The words rankle with bitterness in his mind, and the tone of his voice is an expression of utter incredulity. Would God treat his own son thus? Would he leave him in the desert with wild beasts, without food, without companions, without comfort? He insinuates that God never meant his son to be in such a state as this. "If thou be the Son of God, show thy power by revealing thyself of this pressing hunger. Command that this stone be made bread." Amen.
Amen. Well done, boys and girls. Question. What were the first words that betray Satan's character, and how awful had Satan approached Eve in Eden? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
"If thou be the Son of God, and ye have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the guarded. Thus far the tempter words were truth, but in his manner of speaking, then there was a disguise, contempt from we mean for the words of God. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 119. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The words from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," Matthew 3:17, were still sounding in the ears of Satan. But he was determined to make Christ disbelieve this testimony. The word of God was Christ's assurance of his divine mission. He had come to live as a man among men, and it was the word that declared his connection with heaven. It was Satan's purpose to cause him to doubt that word.
Desire of Ages, page 119. If Christ's confidence in God could be shaken, Satan knew that the victory in the whole controversy would be his. He could overcome Jesus. He hoped that under the force of despondency and extreme hunger, Christ would lose faith in his Father and work a miracle in his own behalf. Had he done this, the plan of salvation would have been broken.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What were the words still sounding in the ears of Satan from heaven? And why was Satan determined to make Christ disbelieve this testimony? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, babala.
This is my Son, beloved Son, and one I am well pleased. And because these words of God was Christ's assurance of his divine mission, he had come to live as a man among men, and it was the word that declared his connection with heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn a scripture song together, dear ones. Give me a few seconds that I may be able to change. This song is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 6, from the King James Version. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our study. We are still in Desire Ages, page 119.
Page 119. When Satan and the Son of God first met in conflict, Christ was the commander of the heavenly host and city and the leader of the revolt. Now, the condition is apparently reversed.
Desire Ages, page 119. A divine being would be able to persuade his claim by working a miracle. If thou be the Son of God, command the stone that it be made bread. Such an act of creative power, urges the tempter, would be conclusive evidence of divinity. it will bring the controversy to an end.
The Lord said even the creatures that is within thy gate. Question, boys and girls. What condition was apparently reversed when Satan and the Son of God first met in conflict? And what could have brought the controversy to an end? If you know the answer to this question, dear one.
The answer is Christ was the commander of heavenly hosts, and Satan the leader of the revolt in heaven. And an act of creative power of his divinity, Christ was not to prove his divinity to Satan.
Amen.
Amen. So let us learn another scripture song, dear ones. This one is taken from Isaiah chapter 11, 1 through 5. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Bavula.
Desire of Ages, page 119. Not without a struggle could Jesus listen in silence to the arch-deceiver. But the Son of God was not to prove his divinity to Satan, or to explain the reason of his humiliation. By conceding to the demands of the rebel, nothing for the good of man or glory of God would be gained. Had Christ complied with the suggestion of the enemy, Satan would still have said, "Show me a sign that I may believe you to be the Son of God."
Desire of Ages, page 119. Evidence would have been worthless to break the power of rebellion in his heart, and Christ was not to exercise divine power for his own benefit. He had come to bear trial, as we must do, leaving us an example of faith and submission. Neither here nor at any subsequent time in his earthly life did he work a miracle in his own behalf. His wonderful works were all for the good of others, though Jesus recognized Satan from the beginning. He was not provoked to enter into controversy with him. Strengthened with the memory of the voice from heaven, he rested in his Father's love. He would not parley with temptation. Desire of Ages 119, paragraph 3. Jesus met Satan with the words of Scripture, "It is written." He said, in every temptation, the weapon of his warfare was the Word of God. Satan demanded of Christ a miracle as a sign.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What would have happened if Christ had complied with Satan's suggestions? And did Christ work a miracle for himself in his earthly life? If you know the answer to this question, dear one. Babala.
Had Christ complied
with the suggestion?
With the suggestion
of the enemy.
At the enemy.
Satan.
But still.
But said.
Show me a sign.
Show me a sign. That I may believe.
You could be the Son of God.
And neither.
Hear nor.
At any subsequent time. In his earthly life. Did he work a miracle? In his own behalf. His wonderful works. Was all. For the good of others.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed, dear brothers and sisters. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together. This one is taken from Jude 1:24-25 from the King James Version. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our study for all the dear family that are coming in. We are still reading from the Desire of Ages, and this is page 120. If anyone of the dear family would like to have the next paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 120. But that which is greater than all miracles, a firm reliance upon a thus said the Lord, was a sign that could not be controverted. So long as Christ held to this position, the tempter could gain no advantage.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of our children's Sabbath school lesson. So next week, we will continue with part 4 of our study in our lesson book entitled The Temptation. If any one of the dear little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to have closing prayers, blah, blah, blah.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this children's chat room. I thank you for letting all the Sabbath keepers be on this on the chat room and all our friends and our Sabbath keepers' friends. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you and we just thank you so much for our opportunity of fellowship together. We just pray that you continue to bless us on this Sabbath day. We love you in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we will be still in Chapter 12, The Temptation, Part 4. This will be held on Sabbath, April 26, 2014. Just remember, dear one, as the Savior had taught us, we can meet the enemy with our docile Lord, as he gave us an example. So let us study to show ourselves approved unto God and keep the word in our mind that we may meet him with the word as our Savior did. We have prepared children's Sabbath school activities. We hope and pray that our dear little ones will be able to be familiar with all the words that he has learned or she has learned today, and she can incorporate it in her daily life. We want to thank all the dear brethren that took part in putting this beautiful study together, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.